What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode 8 of Fly Conversations. This is your host, Mel. It's good to be back. I know I've been gone for a while. I've been out there working, traveling. I was teaching in LA for 2 weeks. And, you know, think about this teaching gig, man. It's demanding, to say the least. It's very challenging. You know, you got to be on your toes. You got to think, stand up all day, talk to students, get questions, think about answers, think about the material. It's a lot. So, you know, I've been doing that and studying for something new I got at work. So I've been pretty busy, but I'm glad to be back. So let's see, current events. What have I missed? Well, you got that guy in Atlanta that they caught that was out there walking on the wing and acting a fool. That was quite interesting. And then you got the Shiggy Challenge. you got the Shiggy Challenge that's going on everywhere. I actually posted a picture, or no, not a picture, a video rather, of me doing the Shiggy dance on my Instagram. So if you haven't seen it yet, go ahead and check it out. Also, shout out to my guy, Davy Jones, King Davy Jones on Instagram. It's like my little brother right there. You know, he and Shiggy been at it for a while. So, you know, I had to do it to show some love. But in any event, episode 8, I'd actually like to talk about air traffic control. Air traffic control is a very intricate piece in the aviation puzzle. They're needed. They're very, 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 very important. They keep everybody separated and safe up there. So I actually just like to, you know, briefly, you know, talk a little bit about air traffic control. So to get started, you guys, as far as, you know, air traffic control, you know, some of you guys may know, some of you guys may not. So when you guys are at the airport, you see the tower, right? That's air traffic control for the airport, right? So they handle aircraft that are taxiing on the field to the runway. They handle airplanes that are immediately taking off, immediately landing. Then you have something called a TRACON, right? TRACON, T-R-A-C-O-N. And TRACON means Terminal Radar Approach Control. So TRACON will handle the aircraft after they leave the airport, right? So as soon as you take off, you get clearance from the tower at the airport. They're going to hand the aircraft off to another set of controllers called, well, they would work at a TRACON, Terminal Radar Approach Control, okay? And then the TRACON actually hands that air traffic off to another set of controllers, and they're called Air Route Traffic Control Center, okay? So they handle aircraft that are at cruise, en route, and then as you're descending on your flight, you get handed off to another TRACON, and then that TRACON will hand you off to your arrival airport, if that makes sense, okay? So there are different roles in air traffic control. It's not just the tower that you guys see all the time. There are actually air traffic controllers that work in dark rooms, dark buildings, okay, that they have spread all around the United States, which is kind of cool. You know, growing up, I didn't know that. I thought that, you know, I guess all air traffic controls controllers worked at towers, but, you know, that's not the case. So how stressful is a job? Air traffic controllers, in my opinion, and I know a few controllers personally, it's a stressful job. You know, you got to be on your toes. I mean, your job is to keep everybody safe and separated, which is a huge task. You know, I don't know if you guys, well, for the aviation buffs here or enthusiasts, pulled up like flight tracker and stuff like that to actually see how many airplanes are in the air at the same time. And to keep everybody separated is a challenging task. And also, again, very important. I like to actually use air traffic control on long flights when I fly. because it's just an added level of safety. You know, they keep me separated from other aircraft out there. They even give me like weather updates and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool and again important. As far as training goes, 2 or 4 years. You also have to take a test and pass a test, and then you actually have to go to Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is like their training, like major training facility, and go there, and then you do your FAA training with the government, because air traffic control is actually a government position with the FAA. So you wouldn't be hired by like an airline like Delta, United, or American, JetBlue. It's actually a government position. So once you pass training in Oklahoma City, then you would get placed, whether it be in a tower or whether it be a TRACON or the Air Route Traffic Control Center, or ARTCC. Pay. How's the pay? So I was doing a little research. Seems like the average salary as of last year was about $124,000 a year, which is a lot. You know, that's pretty good money. Pretty good money. The thing is, again, it's a very stressful job. So, you know, you're going to be working for every dollar of that for sure. So, you know, being a controller is a good gig. You get paid a lot. And that also depends on, from my understanding, where you're placed too. Because if you're at a tower, let's say, if you're working at an airport at JFK, right? JFK is way more busy than, let's say, you know, you working at a tower in Schenectady, New York, or, you know, Albany, Georgia, or something like that. So, I mean, you know, your workload will reflect how much you get paid as well. Okay. So, yeah, air traffic control. It's I've actually thought about it a few times. I believe the oldest you can be to apply for an air traffic control position or get into training is 30 years old. So that kind of counts me out now, as I'll be in a 31 in November. So, you know, but, you know, I'm pretty comfortable where I'm at the moment. So, yeah. So anyway, I actually plan to get an air traffic controller on the podcast. One of my friends that I actually met down here in Atlanta, and she's a air traffic controller. So that's the plan, and she'll tell you more about it. But I just wanted to give the introduction, let you know that the job is out there. You guys could do some research, find some schools. You know, Google is everybody's best friend, right? We Google everything these days. So, you know, do some research if you're interested. Actually, again, you know, I know quite a few air traffic controllers. I know somebody up in Albany. I know somebody who works in a center. I know somebody down in Houston. So my next episode will give some more insight about the position. So stay tuned. I'm glad to be back again, and I'll talk to you guys next Friday. Later.